Number six, consider approval of Resolution 2019-30, a resolution requiring the removal of the trash and debris at 612 South 6th Street. Owners Javier and Veronica Lopez. Ms. Reardon.
If you looked over your packet, you realize this is a single-family residence in a residential area. Code enforcement has been working with this property for a little over a year now, and they have not been able to get in contact with the owners. They've tried contacting them. They've tried calling them. They've sent them letters. They've left notices at the property. Although the property it's tough to tell whether or not it's occupied or whether it's just being used as essentially a dumping ground. They have at times, after they've left a notice, they've seen a little bit of cleanup and improvement, but it's never been fully cleaned and it's never been brought into compliance. Since this happened, since it's been brought over to my office, we did send a certified letter to this address, to the address listed on the Eddy County Assessor's Office as being the owner's address. The letter has been out this entire time, and although notices have been left, the post office is indicating the letter has not yet been picked up. At this time, code enforcement is still recommending. They went by today to re-examine the property. They say they see no improvement and perhaps a little bit of worsening, some more stuff out there. One of the reasons that we think somebody is keeping an eye on the property is there are, as you see in the pictures, there's more than one dog living at the property. But they're not seeing an improvement in it, so their recommendation is still to go forward with this. We would, same process as applies, we would attempt to have them served personally with a copy of the resolution. If they cannot be served personally, then we post a copy on the property and we publish it one time in the newspaper. We again send out another certified letter letting them know that this meeting happened and here's another copy of the resolution. So we try those different methods to get a hold of them. 30 days after either the posting and publication or after personal service, if the property has not been cleaned, we would have our contractor go out and clean up the property. Of particular concern with the recent rains is essentially mosquito breeding grounds that, you know, with tires and other items, you know, that stuff captures water and allows for a breeding ground. And it's, as I said, it's been more than a year of working on it, and they are not seeing either a complete cleanup or even continued improvement. It's been a little bit of cleanup and then right back to it being in an unacceptable condition. It was reviewed both by the fire marshal, or one of our fire marshals, and one of our code enforcement officers, and they both recommended that this be brought before council for your consideration.
Questions for Ms. Reardon?